Good morning, RVA. It's 70 degrees, and today's forecast looks a lot like yesterday's. Highs in the mid-80s, and maybe some rain this afternoon, depending on where you stand. Water cooler. Vanessa Remmers in the RTD has a really interesting piece on how area jurisdictions feel about Trump's executive order about tying local cooperation with ICE to federal funding. I just want to shout out Chesterfield County's Republican sheriff, Carl Leonard, who refuses to detain folks longer than necessary just so ICE can get involved. Leonard is also one of the key supporters in Chesterfield supervisor Jim Holland's proposal to bring public transportation to Jeff Davis Highway. Corey Stewart has officially conceded, writes Graham Mumma at the RTD. Stewart says it's now up to nominee Ed Gillespie to, quote, fight to preserve our history. Gross. We all know whose history Stewart's talking about there, and I really hope that, moving forward, Gillespie drops this kind of coded racist language. There are about 6 million interesting tidbits in this Mark Robinson profile of Mayor LeVar Stoney. Here are two. One, Henrico County Manager John Vitokas says he's already talked to Stoney more than he did with Jones during all of Jones' second term. And two, Stoney keeps a spreadsheet of where he tracks each week's wins and losses. How much would you like to see that spreadsheet? Full Steam Ahead is looking for smart, talented ladies who work in STEAM fields, that's science, technology, engineering, arts, and mathematics, to inspire and engage local middle school girls. If you've got something you'd like to teach a group of kids, take a minute and pitch your idea by filling out this form. Last year, a bunch of smart and talented lady readers of this very newsletter volunteered to help out, so I know you're out there. This is important and rewarding work, and you've got until June 21st to pitch them your brilliant workshop idea. Speaking of smart and talented ladies, check out this interview with Armstrong's senior, Fatia Boone Neville, by Style Weekly's Jackie Krzyzewski. The stuff Fatia's involved in outside of going to school full-time is more than I do in my entire life. People love Chick-fil-A, like, a lot. Sports. Weather intervened at the Diamond yesterday and may do so again today, but the Squirrels will try to finish out the series against New Hampshire at 4:35 p.m. regardless. Nats fell to Atlanta 2-13, and a new series against the Mets begins tonight at 7:10 p.m. This morning's patron long read is titled Physiognomy's New Clothes. This long read comes from a patron, and I totally cannot remember who. That makes me a bad person, and I apologize, but it does not change the fact that this is a super in-depth look at how machine learning might lead us down an unsuspectedly racist science path. Here's an excerpt. The practice of using people's outer appearance to infer inner character is called physiognomy. While today it is understood to be pseudoscience, the folk belief that there are inferior types of people identifiable by their facial features and body measurements has at various times been codified into countrywide law, providing a basis to acquire land, block immigration, justify slavery, and permit genocide. When put into practice, the pseudoscience of physiognomy becomes the pseudoscience of scientific racism. If you'd like your long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's regular long read is titled The Successful Startup That Disrupts Using Bees Instead of Code. I feel like I've been really focused on bees lately. Here's an excerpt. Once in college, she started to think seriously about beekeeping, but even then, she took a while to come around. She took NC State's famed Bees in Beekeeping course because she figured her experiences at the farm would guarantee her an easy A. Her grandfather and uncle had also taken the same class when they attended NC State, and Harold and Lee Catherine had the same professor, generations apart. But her good grade came with an unexpected perk, a newfound love of beekeeping, which she threw herself into wholeheartedly. She began working the family's hives with her grandfather and uncle and continued studying apiculture. This morning's Instagram is by Instagram user found_in_Richmond and is a picture of a CSX train going over the bridge on Browns Island, and behind that bridge is the T. Tyler Potter Field Memorial Bridge, and behind that bridge is one of the highway bridges, like Belvedere Street. Nope, 8th Street, 8th Street, yep. You can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com.